This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is the Monday night edition. If you'd like to join in the conversation, our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Pope Nobody of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
So, just to kick things off right away, I've received several messages from folks today, and this has been, I guess I'd call it popular news amongst Liberty folk, anyway.
Popular as in spread wildly.
Wildly,
but
and
very quickly.
People aren't happy about it. Unhappy news, yeah. Definitely. Ron Paul sent out a tweet earlier today with a little screenshot of, well, his own Facebook page. And he says, with no explanation other than repeatedly going against our community standards, Facebook has blocked me from managing my page. Never have we received notice of violating community standards in the past, and nowhere is the offending post identified.
I am Jack's complete lack of surprise.
Yes, indeed you are. Now, having been on Facebook for way too long myself.
You're still on there?
Yeah.
God,
of course.
Bro.
Of course.
Why do you feed that monster? Ian used to say the same thing to me.
I actually use it. A lot of folks post news stuff. Sometimes I get show prep off of that.
Yeah. I go on once in a while. I was actually on a few minutes ago.
But that was one of my last reasons for staying on Facebook, was that I get some show prep off of it. There's show prep.
My other reason, too, is because I sort of built that following from doing music.
Mm.
So I got a bunch of musician-type friends out there, and also my parody music as well.
Right.
So some of those folks are on there, too. So
see, the thing that I would do if it was me was I would switch over to like a Telegram channel.
Yeah.
So it's like,
oh, make your own channel, right?
And put comments on it, but then set up like FTTT to then send everything you post to your Facebook page, so you're hitting them, but if they want to come talk back to you,
right,
they have to come on Telegram.
Yeah, I could be much smarter about it, but I'm not. I'm also like one of the last people to have left MySpace. So like everybody went to Facebook, and I was just kind of standing around in the MySpace world going, where is everybody?
I got MySpace about a month before it shut down.
Yeah. So, but at any rate, regarding,
I think it's still there.
Regarding,
isn't it still there? Isn't MySpace still there?
It's still there, but it's, I think, a very different character of service than it once was.
Or, yeah, I think they
so
refocused.
I was told when I said we should all just go back to MySpace.
I think they refocused on bands.
Yeah, they've changed their platform completely. Yeah. It's no longer the customizable page for yourself where you can do HTML and all sorts of fun stuff.
People would learn from that, too.
I loved MySpace.
That was great.
I didn't want to go to Facebook. I thought it was a crappier platform, less customizable, less individualist.
The Free State Project made me migrate to Facebook, actually, because that's where all their stuff was.
Yeah.
And so when I moved up here,
it was,
I got hooked on it. But I didn't have a Facebook until 2009.
Yeah, I think I finally moved over in like 06, because I think that was the year that one of my bands got to open for the Misfits.
And so, oh, wow.
And so because nobody was on MySpace anymore, I wanted to make sure I pimped
that
show.
I wasn't on MySpace at that point.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that, you know, all of the folks that needed to know knew, and so that's when I started the Facebook thing, largely for the band thing, right? So we could put up our, because I was the guy in charge, right? So I was the guy putting up the events and, hey, we're going to, play a show with these guys. Or if I organize a show myself, hey, everybody, a show is going on. So that was my whole you know, main
someday
reason.
We're each going to have our own platforms, and people will just go to the platforms they want to.
That would be so nice. And
that's
hope...
like how the web started.
Well, yeah. That is more or less how the web started. The thing that I think will change is software will come along so that any fool can do it. And that's the only way you're going to get all the fools off Facebook is give them something else they can do, because any fool can do Facebook. And now, these days, it's mostly all that's left.
Now, this isn't, like, all of these words that Ron Paul wrote makes me believe that while he has been managing his own page, he obviously hasn't been paying attention to other people when they get a ban for whatever reason. They get put in a Facebook jail and, you know, 30 days and, you know, that kind of a thing.
When you say he hasn't been paying attention, what do you mean?
Well, so these words are the exact same words I've been hearing from anybody and everybody who has ever gotten banned from Facebook for any reason. Well, it says that I violated the terms and services, but it doesn't tell me which exact post violated the terms and services.
It usually has told me.
On your first ban, I don't believe it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
My first ban was a long time ago.
This could also be different because it's him managing his page. So, like, he has a personal account, and then he has a page where he's a public figure.
Is it him managing his page?
That's what it says.
Somebody?
That's what it says. It says,
yeah.
You know, with no blah, 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 blah.
The thing is, Ron Paul is so kind.
To answer Ian's question.
I can't imagine that he would ever have gotten kicked off.
Ian, to answer your question, has blocked me from managing my page, is his exact verbiage. So, that makes me believe he was able to log in.
It's being written in first person, so it could be him.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
of course, you could say the same thing if you were managing your page by proxy. I wouldn't call him a liar if I found out.
No, I'm not trying to call him a liar at all. I imagine that he is not as technically adept as, say, you or I.
Probably true.
Quite possibly. I don't know.
Just based on his age.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to do Facebook, though. My 95-year-old parents do Facebook, and they are not technically adept.
Like, I'm calling this censorship. I'm calling all of this stuff censorship.
It is censorship.
Whether or not, you know, a private entity has, you know, quote, the right to do a thing, censor people, you know, at their whim, doesn't mean they should.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know, if you want to start alienating your base of users, right? And I realize that when it comes to Facebook, users are not the customers. The customers are the advertisers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if they want to be the Commie News Network, then let them do that.
Yeah.
But I won't have any interest in their platform. The only time I go on there, and once in a while I do, is either to post something that I think might make some sheep come to their senses.
Right.
Or
I do that as well.
You know, to like, there are people that I've slowly been, I've been running an underground railroad, you know, and I've been like, there is one guy, he's a fan of this show. I love this guy. But he's an older guy and he's not as technically adept. And
right.
It's like, so I've been trying to get him forever. Finally, I found out he was going shooting with another guy that I knew. And I was like, install Telegram on his phone for me. And so now I'm talking to the guy on Telegram.
That's good thinking. That's smart. Yeah, so I don't know what to make of this other than, you know, Zuckerberg, you're being a dick, really, in my opinion.
Well, they're getting ready, I think, to begin a wave of violence against the right wing, and not just the right wing, but also libertarians. Basically, the military, industrial, media, social media complex.
Can you be more vague?
George Carlin's club.
Okay.
It's a great big club, but we're not in it, and we never will be.
That's true.
I don't want to be.
I don't want to be in it either. They do. Their activities are awful. They usually involve killing people.
Right.
Agreed. Any thoughts?
On what?
Ron Paul being...
Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a hero, and, you know, apart... My never-ending hostility to Facebook is just that much greater, and I hope to hear that soon there's a great new social media platform that we can all go to and forget that Facebook was ever there.
Yeah, hopefully necessity here is the mother of invention, and some developers start hitting the bricks real hard and develop something cool.
It belongs on the garbage heap of history.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
I did it. I've been trying to not say, I've been trying to replace the word toll with telephone.
Yeah, see, right? That takes its toll.
It certainly does. It's taking a toll on me. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. Again, 603-283-6160. We've just talked a bit about Facebook apparently censoring Ron Paul now, and that's really unfortunate.
And this guy, I mean, Ron Paul is like a prince among men. His solution to people...
Well, at least among politicians, he certainly is.
Yeah. His solution to people not having health care was, well, I'm a doctor, I'll just help him out and not send him a bill. I mean, who does that? That's wonderful.
Well, the other thing I like about Ron Paul is that he was a doctor.
Yes.
He was something before he became a politician. He went and made a career for himself before becoming a politician.
Then he never became a politician.
Well, he was always a doctor.
Well, by definition, if you run for a political office, you are a politician. But
I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
He's certainly not a snake. And a
amongst politicians, he is a prince. But so what I like about him is that he did something. He had a career. He had a thing. He had a family, all that kind of stuff. And then he went into politics. And then so when he got done with politics, he could go back to doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whereas now we've got all these lifetimers.
Did he go back to practicing?
Well, I don't
medicine, I don't know.
I think he always had like,
he was pretty old
practice,
when he stopped. But yeah, I think he's always had a thing. I know that Rand Paul still practices medicine to some extent. Like, he does an annual trip where he does free eye surgery for people in like South America or something.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's another guy. Be the change you want to be in the world. Don't pull a gun and try to make somebody else be the change you want to see in the world.
So since we're talking about all of this internet censorship that is occurring, whether it's, you know, principled or not.
Well, it's based on principles, just bad principles, evil principles.
It seems to me, and it feels to me, and, you know, maybe there's evidence to this, that... You know, the left is being favored when it comes to this stuff. They seem to be singling out, you know, conservatives, the right, maybe...
Singling out anybody who isn't a socialist or a communist, pretty much.
That's the way it seems to me. And so I have this article from frontpagemag.com, which is a conservative website, that talks about Parler and the problem of escaping internet censorship. Now, keep in mind, this is written from that perspective. But it starts with, back when Parler was first taking off, I warned that its app-based dependency meant that two companies, Apple and Google, can eliminate it anytime they like.
They missed Amazon because
it
requires Amazon to get them off the web.
It was only a matter of time, says this author. The author's name, by the way, is David Greenfield. The transition from desktops to laptops to Android and iOS devices mean that users are operating in a walled garden run by two very lefty companies. Those companies can do with the garden what they please. Those users who choose to jailbreak their devices have more options, but most don't. Conservatives can try to distribute the knowledge more widely and encourage that kind of self-empowerment, but the bottom line is that most smartphone, Kindle, Chromebook, etc. users want a simple device that just works and runs all the apps in the App Store. Doing anything more complicated would be inconvenient, and thus they've established this as sort of what folks consider normal.
Well, you'll never achieve change depending on stupid people with smartphones.
That is a matter of fact. People tend to get their smartphones from one of the handful of remaining providers, e.g. the big three, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. You may think you're not using one of those companies, but even then, you're probably just using one of their branded providers or a small company that's using their services. For our listeners who don't know, this is called white labeling. Mm-hmm. When a manufacturer, it's kind of like generic food, right? You see a can of green beans on the shelf that's just labeled green beans. Well, that was probably made by the Green Giant, but they sold it to the store to reduce price for, you know, they didn't have to produce a color label for them or whatever, and that kind of a thing, and so that's a white label product.
I don't think that's a fair characterization of all of the other providers, and the reason that I say that is, for example, Straight Talk does buy their service from other providers, but because of the way they've done it, their service, and they buy it from several different providers, and by doing that, they are able to provide better coverage than any one of those providers
because they can pick and choose
who's good in a particular area.
I'm just trying to put into lay terms for the listeners.
Well, hold on. Technically, from what I understand, having been formerly a Straight Talk user, you have to choose which provider you want at the time you purchase the phone.
No, not at all.
That's how it used to be. They would have like model numbers where there'd be like a V for Verizon, and then there'd be another one.
So that may have been the case at one time, but I've been using them for years, and they have never asked me that question. I've never had to make that choice.
I've seen
my phone going from provider to provider depending on what city I was in, because I'm the kind of weirdo who actually looks every once in a while to see all the weird technical things about his phone.
Yeah. Now, certain devices won't work on certain networks. There's two different types of cell phone.
CDMA and GSM.
GSM, thank you.
And there are others as well.
Right. So, you know, the GSM phones have to stay on GSM-compatible networks. So we're kind of getting into the weeds. I just wanted to give our listeners sort of a layperson's term of what, of what white labeling is. So that's what has happened with AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. They will resell to other companies. So you might think that you're not on one of those networks, but you probably are, most likely. And that means that five companies essentially control the mobile ecosystem and can shut down an app like Parler anytime they please. They can also, if they please, shut down access to any site accessed through their browsers. We had a little bit of discussion about that last night.
Although they've never actually done it.
They can.
And if and when they do, there's going to be a huge backlash, I predict.
Well, they can also ban any browser from their app store or device that doesn't shut down access to these sites.
Yeah.
There are potential workarounds, and you and I kind of, you know, have a little more, you know, knowledge of those than, say, the average person. But they do all involve escalating levels of difficulty. The more, you know, these workarounds sometimes get pretty lengthy to accomplish. So
the solution is to have a new phone provider who provides something that is a phone that's built for the customer to control, not for the big tech to control.
And since the trend has moved away from any kind of independent agency, crippled smart devices are what's happening going forward. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Stay tuned.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just quick. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parler is suing Amazon, alleging the Seattle-based firm's hosting service violated antitrust laws and their contractual agreement. The company, which was taken offline by Amazon Services early Monday, asked a federal judge in Washington State to reject Amazon's shutdown of its services. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has enough votes in the Democratic-led House to impeach President Trump for inciting an insurrection. As far as if the impeachment should even take place, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the very concept of a snap impeachment runs against the grain of the Constitution. This was supposed to be a deliberative, not an impulsive process. There are very serious implications about what is occurring.
Those comments courtesy of Fox and Friends, USA Radio News. In what will become a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. From the USA Radio Network's Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th.
The Mega Millions jackpot is at an estimated $600 million for Tuesday night's drawing. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning into the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. I was given an honorary doctorship the other day, so thanks for that. Joining
you
me
made
is...
it.
Yeah,
it's Ian.
And you are?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for joining us, nobody.
Ain't nobody got time.
Well, nobody does have time. He'll be here for another couple hours, at least.
It's true.
That's right. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all of the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. So we've been talking about censorship and how it applies to people, not only, you know, from the social media companies, but with regards to mobile phone providers. And this article from frontpagemag.com goes on to say, don't get the idea that desktops and laptops are safe either. Microsoft is evolving towards a walled garden of apps. Redmond being incompetent, it's messed up multiple opportunities to do so already, notably Windows 8, which was a complete disaster. The PC is really only as free as it is because Microsoft is incompetent, but Microsoft
has... Has there been a version of Windows that wasn't a disaster?
Yeah, I don't know. But Microsoft wants to take a percent from every app installed. Of course they do. They're greedy. And at some point it's going to...
That's not greedy. That's stupid because... Linux already is
way ahead of that curve.
You know, it's becoming more and more user friendly every day, and it's gaining more mind share every day. And I'm meeting more and more non-technical people who can use Linux as well as they use Windows.
Right.
I mean, not well, but not worse.
Right. And that technology has grown. You know, you used to have to be a very technical person to migrate over to Linux, and you'd have to build your own machine, and you'd have to, you know, jump through a bunch of hoops to get it to run the way you wanted it to.
That technology has grown all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty easy to use for your average user for several years now. I mean, it's definitely ready for prime time, I think, for your typical web surfing, you know, word processing user. If you want to get into gaming, you probably still need to stay away from Linux. But for the standard kind of internet-y word processing office tasks, Linux is just great.
Yeah. And the only thing it's going to take for gaming to pick up or to catch up is basically to have enough mind share on Linux that you get the same sort of user adoption. The only problem with that is that there are a million open source games that you can play on Linux. They're not quite as slick as the games that you pay for, but you don't have to pay for them, and if you don't like the way they work, you can change them.
Yeah. This author predicts that at some point Microsoft is going to shove all of that into Windows 10 in another update while deliberately breaking Windows 7 under the guise of some sort of emergency threat. Well, I mean...
That sounds like Microsoft.
Sounds like a logical thing, or at least something that would indeed happen.
They used to periodically break the DLLs that got linked into programs written with Borland C++. So basically they were trying to force people to use their compiler that way.
It's been
their MO from the beginning.
Yeah, the internet service providers are also narrowing down to a smaller group that's only going to get smaller, which would make it possible for a handful of telecoms to likewise block access to particular websites. There are a lot more workarounds for that scenario, but every workaround limits the potential audience and ghettoizes conservatives.
I don't see that as a... ghetto was a place where people were separated out intentionally. The ghettos that were built for the... were places where the Jews were designated to be allowed to live. That's where the first term first came from. But the thing is, no, every time they force more people into this boat, it grows the market incentive and the ability for people to build ways out of this boat. Because the internet was not built for Facebooks and for Twitters. The internet was built for NNTP, network news, for IRC, for things where you could get the same thing from 10,000 providers, and if you didn't like your provider or they didn't like you, you could move on to the next one, and nobody could tell the difference.
This author goes on to talk about many different things, including like CloudFront and similar services. He talks a little bit about the search engine issue, where there's really only two. There's Google and Microsoft's Bing. And DuckDuckGo, he says, is cute, but it only allows you to search Bing without Microsoft tracking your searches. So it's a skin over Bing that doesn't transmit the same amount of data as if you just searched Bing. And
well,
you
that's
can compare
fine.
Bing to
that's, yeah. As a matter of fact, my suggestion to them, I didn't know they were only doing one thing. They should look at Dogpile, which searches a whole bunch of different search engines.
That sounds useful.
Is Dogpile still around?
Yeah, Dogpile's still there.
Is that the one you use?
Actually, I usually use DuckDuckGo because I don't know what Dogpile's privacy record is. But you could easily do something that was a combination of that had the privacy of DuckDuckGo while having the multiple connections of Dogpile.
So this author goes on to say, antitrust action is a partial answer.
No, it's not.
I don't think so either. He says it's the biggest one to date. The only other answers are to work around the restrictions, to be rats within the walls. That's us. It's a challenging prospect that will limit the potential audience, or to reimagine the Internet, an even more challenging concept.
That sounds scary.
That's actually exactly what I'm doing.
There are some ideas, but they'll have to wait until their time.
Yeah, but when the government reimagines the Internet, it's going to be bad.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Did they say the government should do it?
No. He's talking about workarounds. And
well, he was talking about antitrust. That means he's looking to the state.
He's had one solution. Yeah. He says another solution is to reimagine the Internet
well,
altogether.
Who do you think is going to do that?
Me. Well, I mean, we've seen it sort of reimagined.
Nobody's going to do it.
We've seen it reimagined by people, not implemented, but like, you know, we've seen creative folks, things that never took off. We talked about MadeSafe a little bit the other day.
Yeah.
That was an interesting idea. It never got off the ground for whatever reason.
Wasn't
I'm not
that decentralized
sure.
storage or something like that?
Yeah,
it
was the biggest acronym I can remember.
Yeah.
It was Massive Array Internet Disk Made Secure Access for Everyone. Safe. MadeSafe.
Yeah.
So pretty much IPFS, but not yet ready for prime time.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the guts of it
IPFS
works.
IPFS still needs a little work.
But that was somebody reimagining how the Internet could work. And like something like MadeSafe, imagine that you would have a personal data, I think they called it a bubble. You would have a capsule, if you will, of all your personal data. And then you and only you got to choose what of your personal data was shared with what providers and what websites and stuff like that at the time that you connected to it. So every time it would have to ask, what data do you want to share? Now, you could automate some of that, but it certainly
sounded
like...
There's a thing called Node Solid that's working on that concept, and it being produced by the same guy who invented HTTP and HTML, and it's quite possibly an amazing innovation.
And it does seem like you were right. Straight Talk has changed their business model, and they are now switching carriers as you travel around.
Straight Talk, no jive.
Yeah, good for them.
I'm going to start a company called No Jive just so Straight Talk can buy me out, and then they can change their name to Straight Talk, No Jive. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Indeed, you are correct. You have tuned in to Free Talk Live.
That's where I thought I was.
Good thing. Yeah, that was a close one, huh?
Yeah, every once in a while, I it turns out that I'm on The View, and it's like, oh, God, this isn't the show for me.
Well, we're here, and this is where we are. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And Eleanor Roosevelt. No, I'm nobody.
I was going to say, I was pretty sure you were Eleanor Rigby, but...
Eleanor Rigby. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, nobody knows do, 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 all the words. Right.
I actually like that song, although I can't remember the words it turns
there's
out.
I'll call them a power metal band in the mid-80s, maybe 86 or so, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, called Realm, R-E-A-L-M. They put out an album called Suicidity, which I think is a great word.
I
like that word. But they did the fastest, most, like, operatic cover of Eleanor Rigby I have ever heard. And it's amazing if you folks out there are even remotely interested.
Have you heard
Realm on
Disturbed
YouTube.
Do the Sound of Silence, speaking of great covers?
I can't stand that band.
Really?
Yeah,
I like them.
Like, their name, like, really lives up to it for me. That's how you feel. I'm very disturbed by them, yeah.
I almost never really hate a band.
I'll have to remember not to perform them at karaoke for you.
No, I mean, I can tolerate them. Just don't play Led Zeppelin. That's all I ask. I'm haunted by Led Zeppelin.
You don't like Zeppelin?
I'm haunted by Led Zeppelin, and thus I do not like Led Zeppelin.
Which one of them haunts you? All?
All of them.
Really?
Yes. I can't get away from
Led
Zeppelin. There's
people who would pay for that.
I understand. I wish I could sell it. I would sell it in a heartbeat
for a very cheap price.
What bothers you about them? Is it just
that they're the most overplayed band in all of history? Yes. I heard all their songs far too often.
I can't bring myself to worry about what other people listen to too much. I just listen to what I like.
Yeah. Well, and I do that now, but like... When I walk into, I don't know, like Rite Aid or something, right? I'm going to pick up some, you know, floor cleaner or something. And it's the Muzak version of like Stairway to Heaven playing. And then I go from Rite Aid to the grocery store and it'll be some other Led Zeppelin song playing. I'll turn on the radio and on the classic rock station, it's frickin' Led Zeppelin playing. And like,
well,
I have days where like I can't get away. Yeah. I can't get away from Led Zeppelin.
If you ever get big enough, there'll come a day when somebody will walk into the store and it's going to be you on there.
I'm so sick of that guy.
You went to the underground club and said, this is my jam. Then the day comes when you go to the bar and say, this is my jam. And you know you're getting old when you go to the grocery store and go like, oh, God, this is my jam.
You're in the elevator and you hear the like Casio tone version of your song.
I've heard Muzak versions of the Grateful Dead.
Oh, they're horrible.
No.
So anyway, you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian over here, he says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Okay, so I was covering this article from frontpagemag.com. The title is Parler and the Problem of Escaping Internet Censorship. This author has sort of laid the groundwork of the problem with the cell phone providers, with the two major app providers being Apple and Google, with the telecom fiasco, with the ISPs, that they're all just a handful of companies now, right? All of this ability and power has been concentrated, if you will. And there's some other things. Nobody, you mentioned Amazon as one of the big players that can, obviously they...
Well, they're a big player, and they provide the hosting service for Parler, and they cut them off.
Correct, yes. We talked about that last night a bit.
But they also provide right now the hosting service for Cell 411, and so I'm going to have to be very careful to be ready to move Cell 411 if and when they take a dislike to us.
Yeah, AWS has the largest market share that I'm aware of web hosting services.
And the worst interface I've ever used. I like Linux. So much better.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this year in June, when there was all this hubbub over police violence, and rightfully so, it was like finally about time people and the media are finally paying attention to police abuse of people, and there were protests, and there was all kinds of media coverage, and people were like, all right, hold the police accountable. Now, a lot of those same people are cheering on the police. They're saying, bust the heads of those people in the Capitol. You need to investigate. Yeah. We'll give you information. It's okay now. You police, we're your friends now.
Both sides.
And to be fair, a lot of the Trumpers were cheering on the police
as they were
killing people for Black Lives Matter.
So now they're
getting a taste of their own medicine. The thing that made me a never Trumper was listening to his rally in Burlington, Vermont, when he had a woman thrown out without her coat. Who was there to protest, and then made some comment later about how police should not be so gentle when they make arrests,
And what we've
I don't need any of this guy.
So what we've seen, as you both have just illustrated, is that both sides have completely flipped their position, not only on riots and protesting, but on police and brutality.
Right. And they do that on war all the time. I remember when I heard Republicans complaining about war all of a sudden when Obama was in office, which they never do. And then except for Ron Paul, of course, who's again, a prince among politicians.
He at least remained principled. So we've laid all this groundwork about technology and the networks behind it and the internet and the service providers and Amazon Web Services and all that. And this author says this is a big problem. All of these small number of companies controlling all of this data and information and access. But it might not even be the biggest problem. The biggest problem, or the problem, isn't just that Facebook, Twitter, or Google are biased against a certain set of people like conservatives. The problem is that the internet is controlled by an increasingly small interconnected network of companies who can all act in concert to suppress anyone or anything they don't like. Mm-hmm. You can't just walk in and compete with a trust.
And I've been complaining about that for years. The original design of the net, of the internet, it was designed by DARPA, and one of the design criteria was you have to be able to nuke any six cities in America, and the internet has to stay up. Right. And they built a system where you could nuke every city in America, and the rural areas would still have internet because it was a mesh.
Right.
Then they gave it to the phone companies, and the phone companies set up hubs. And now, do you know what you'd have to do to take the internet down completely?
Rip out all the fiber optics.
Nuke exactly six cities.
Oh, back to six
I can
now.
Name them. They're Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Kansas City.
Right.
I think it's there's one by Redmond, Washington,
yeah.
And there's one by San Diego.
Yep, yep.
And everything goes through there.
Yep.
When I was in Florida, I used to watch my trace routes, and I would see my packets going to Atlanta before they went to my neighbor across the street.
Yep. Yeah, whenever there's a new startup telephone company of some sort, like a VoIP company, they target one of those cities that you just named at a time. So they'll start in, I don't know, Chicago, for example, and then once they start a customer base there, then they'll go and get some phone numbers from one of the other cities you named, like Seattle, for example, or Los Angeles or the Bay Area, that type of a thing. So, yeah, absolutely correct. This author goes on to finish up and say, in the last decade, the Democrats, the media, and big tech have assembled a rationale, e.g. disinformation, Russian interference for heavily censoring the internet. Conservatives were slow to grasp the scale of the threat, to react to it, and to build a plan to fight it. That plan still isn't fully there, and there's only so much time.
The plan is fully there. It was designed by the original creators of the internet. We need to go back to an old-school internet and to a design philosophy under which they could say the net interprets censorship as damage and wraps around it.
Open, neutral, and decentralized is the way to go. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.